It must have been all he had figured out about the projector at that point. Cheka Trova. But I thought my amnesia was caused by my head wound. Somebody shot me. The provost shook his head.
Nobody shot you, Professor. There was no head wound.
What? Langdon's fingers groped instinctively for the stitches and the swollen injury on the back of his head. Then what the hell is this? He raised his hair to reveal the shaved area.
Part of the illusion. We made a small incision in your scalp and then immediately closed it up with stitches. You had to believe you had been attacked.
This isn't a bullet wound?
When you woke up, the provost said, we wanted you to believe that people were trying to kill you, that you were in peril.
People were trying to kill me, Langdon shouted, his outburst drawing gazes from elsewhere in the plane. I saw the hospital's Dr. Marconi, gunned down in cold blood.
That's what you saw, the provost said evenly. But that's not what happened. Biantha worked for me. She had a superb skill set for this kind of work.
Killing people? Langdon demanded.
No, the provost said calmly. Pretending to kill people.
Langdon stared at the man for a long moment, picturing the gray-bearded doctor with the bushy eyebrows who had collapsed on the floor, blood gushing from his chest.
Biantha's gun was loaded with blanks, the provost said. It triggered a radio-controlled squib that detonated a blood pack on Dr. Marconi's chest. He is fine, by the way.
Langdon closed his eyes, dumbstruck by what he was hearing. And the hospital room?
A quickly improvised set, the provost said. Professor, I know this is all very difficult to absorb. We were working quickly and you were groggy, so it didn't need to be perfect. When you woke up, you saw what we wanted you to see. Hospital props, a few actors, and a choreographed attack scene.
Langdon was reeling.
This is what my company does, the provost said. We're very good at creating illusions.
What about Sienna? Langdon asked, rubbing his eyes.
I needed to make a judgment call, and I chose to work with her. My priority was to protect my client's project from Dr. Sinsky, and Sienna and I shared that desire. To gain your trust, Sienna saved you from the assassin and helped you escape into a rear alleyway. The waiting taxi was also ours, with another radio-controlled squib on the rear windshield to create the final effect as you fled. The taxi took you to an apartment that we had hastily put together.
Sienna's meager apartment, Langdon thought, now understanding why it looked like it had been furnished from a yard sale. And it also explained the convenient coincidence of Sienna's neighbor having clothing that fit him perfectly. The entire thing had been staged. Even the desperate phone call from Sienna's friend at the hospital had been phony.
Sienna is Danikova. When you phoned the U.S. consulate, the provost said, you phoned a number that Sienna looked up for you. It was a number that rang on the Mandatium.
I never reached the consulate.
No, you didn't.
Stay where you are, the fake consulate employee had urged him. I'll send someone for you right away. Then when Biantha showed up, Sienna had conveniently spotted her across the street and connected the dots.